for the hour of important Sabbath to give you thanks and praise for, that we're able to come before you and to give you thanks and praise and praise your name. We ask, Father, that you bless everyone that's here, bless everyone that's on the hookup, bless your people wherever they are gathered. We are here, Father, because we love you. But you first loved us and help us to reciprocate that love, because you have a love higher than all. You are the creator of that love, Father, and help us to glean from that, to learn from you that you are the one to be praised. Bless the words being spoken today, Father, that be edify the people here, and but also to praise your name, Father. And we ask this in all things in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to welcome everyone here to the feast. The discussion this morning is going to be on a few words of sentiment. And it's about love.
Salvation. And this sentiment has been briefly looked at love in the scripture. Yahweh is love for man. Man is love for
Yahweh. And man's love for each other. Hope when we finish, we will be able to discuss various relationships which we can remember and take with us when we depart from this place to go home. I hope this will encourage you and I, because this is for me also. It's badly needed in my life to grow in love and knowledge of Yahweh more, to be more diligently to study the Word, to walk the walk, and to talk the talk. During this sermon, I have made some changes in my life, and I hope you will also. You must understand that Yahweh's love for us, and we must reciprocate that love to Yahweh and towards one another. Our first scripture we will read, John, 1 John 4:16 through 21. And we know and have believed the love which Yahweh has in us. Yahweh is love, and he that lives in love lives in Yahweh, and Yahweh lives in him. And this is love made perfect with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, even so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has punishment, and he that fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. That's where we learned love from, is from Yahweh. If man say, I love Yahweh, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love Yahweh whom he has not seen. And this command that we have from him, that who have Yahweh, who loves Yahweh, loves his brother. With all our faults, Yahweh loved us. Do we deserve that love? Yahweh is the source of all love. True, Yahweh is the source of all true love. Yahweh loves and shows us how to love. Agape is the highest form of love. The scripture pictures of love involve Yahweh's love for man. Let's look at Deuteronomy 7. 7 through 9. That's Deuteronomy 7 through 9. We did not set his love upon you or choose you because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people, but because Yahweh loved you, and because he desired to keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, as Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage and from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore, know this. Know that Yahweh, your Elohim, is the Elohim, the faithful El, who keeps covenants and mercy with them that love him and keeps his commandments to do to a thousand generations. Why did Yahweh choose us to love? We were special. Let us look at what Yahweh says about us. We are descendants of Israel. These blessings passed down is passed down to us. Deuteronomy 7:13-15. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruits of your bodies and the fruits of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the young of your flock in the lands which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, and none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, will he put upon you, but will lay them on them that hate you. So you see the love that Yahweh has for us. He will protect us if we reciprocate that love to him. He will bless us because he blessed us through our forefathers, and he promised, and Yahweh don't lie. Yahweh loved our fathers. He chose us, their seeds, to bless. Deuteronomy 10:15. Let's read that. Yet Yahweh has a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chooses their seed after them, even you above all people. As of this day, you see, Yahweh chose not the many of the earth, but the very few. And when I look at the blessings that Yahweh have shown me, I have to grow to love him because he have taught me through his word. And through my life, I've been blessed. And I know you have also. Do we understand this love? He loved us in spite of ourselves. Oh, wretched man that I am. He have shown me that he can take the lowest of the earth and bring up to the top, if you believe, and learn his word, and study his word, and honor his word. Do we understand that love? I hope we do. Let's look at Romans 5:7-8. Romans 5:7-8. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, for possibly for the good man some would, even the other die. But Yahweh commanded his own love towards us. He commanded his love towards us, and that while we were sinners, the Messiah died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood shall we be saved from the wrath of Elohim through him. How many of us would give up a son or a daughter for someone they don't know? Only you and I can answer that, because it would be one tough decision. But Yahweh did it for the world, for us, for you and I. we need to think on these things daily as we walk in our everyday life and to realize that we have a Savior. We have someone that loves us in spite of ourselves. Let's read Romans 8, verses 31 to 35, and get some more insight. It's Romans 8, 31 to 35. What then shall we say to those things, if Yahweh is for us, who is against us? If who spares not his own son, but delivers him up for us all, how shall he not also with him give us freely all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh elect? It is Yahweh who justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is the Messiah Yahshua that died, yet rather who was raised from the dead. Who is at the right hand of Yahweh? Who also makes intercessions for us? Who shall separate us from the love of the Messiah? Shall tribulation, shall anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? That is one great promise. If we faithful and stay tuned to that small, still voice that is with us if we only listen, we must always be humble enough to listen. We must always be teachable. We must be always willing to change. This is just some of the scriptures about Yahweh's love for man. We must reciprocate that love for Yahweh. Let's look at our love towards Yahweh. In Matthew, we have a commandment to love Yahweh. We must also must keep the commandments. Let's look at Matthew 22, verses 37. Matthew 22:37-38. And he said to him, you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like unto this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. How many of us had neighbors that it's hard to get to love? It's hard to get to know. I, for one, had a neighbor, got a neighbor like that. But, you know, it took months and even years to get where I could tolerate it. But, you know, once I was able to learn not to keep bitterness or anger in my heart, I got peace now. You know, I don't dislike him. I don't hate him. But he still have a bitter in his mouth. But that's on him. I learned through Yahweh's word that I have to forgive and not take anger, not keep it, not eat at you. That's the only time you will have peace. Let it go. Think on Yahweh. Think on Yahweh's commandments. Think on your new walk in life. Let's look at John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. A very short verse, but it means so very much. Yahweh is love, and we must somehow learn to grow in love, to learn to let it blessed be. That's the only way we're going to learn to walk it. We have to live it, we have to walk it, we have to talk it. must get to know Yahweh and Yahshua. We must love Yahweh's law. Do we love the laws of Yahweh? If we don't, how can we love him unless we get to know him? We have to know his commandments, his statutes, and his laws. Let's look at Psalms 119, 97 and 98. Psalms 119, verses 97 and 98. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are forever with me. You see, brothers, we must love the law of Yahweh. And if we do, we will love Yahweh. Because he is love. Let's look at verses 127 through 128. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold. Yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all your precepts concerning all things to be right, and hate every false way. Are you hearing me, brother? Are you hearing me? We must love Yahweh's law. We must. Let it stick to us like glue and not fall by the wayside. Also in Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 and 13. Deuteronomy 10, 12, 13. And now, Israel, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, inquire of you? But to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul. That is one of the requirements, to fear and to love him. If we do these things, what we've been reading about, it will be hard. It will not be hard. We have seen how much he loved us in spite of ourselves. What love that David, you can feel it when you read Psalms 18, 1-3. Psalms 18, verses 1-3. This is the Psalm of David. It's very inspired. It brought tears to my eyes when I read it. When I got into this study, it really make you feel the love that David had for Yahweh. I love you, Yahweh, my strength. Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My El, my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and my horn and my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. Yahweh is worthy to be praised. Daily, he's worthy. If we do these things, we can return Yahweh's love from the heart. Now let's look at a few scriptures about man's love for each other. What did Yahshua say in John 15, 12 through 13 about that? John 15, 12 through 13. this is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends if you do these things, for I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant knows not what his master does. But I have called you friend, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. That is a powerful statement. We do it only, if we do it, only you can answer that. We must get closer to Yahweh and stay close. If we don't, we will fall short. And that's not a maybe. We will fall. He will give us a commandment about love also. Look at John 13:34-35. It's John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I've loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men know that you are my disciple, if you have loved one to another. Can we do it? With Yahshua's love, all things are possible. Yes, we can. Yahweh's love is our example. In 1 John 4, verse 11. Beloved, if Yahweh loved us, we also ought to love one another. We see how to love by the example. How do we love? In John 5:2, we read, sorry, 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim when we love Yahweh and do his commandments. For this is love. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and do his commandments are not grievous. If we truly love Yahweh, we will love each other. We must love our neighbor. In Zechariah verses 8 and 16 to 17, we read something about that, about loving your neighbor. Zechariah 8. 16 to 17. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you every man the truth with your neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you devise evil in your heart against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all things, for all these are things that I hate, says Yahweh. So, brother, we have to get to have that obnoxious neighbor. We must love him. We must love people we don't know. We must love the unlovely. And we must take on Joshua's love that he had for us. We must reciprocate that love. We must know Yahweh better. Also in Matthew 5:43-48, we read, that's Matthew 5:43-48. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for them that persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them that love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brother only, what do you more than others? Others, do not even the Gentiles the same? You therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We have a lot of growing to do. I know I do. It's not going to be a tough walk if we get closer to Yahweh. It is a tough walk if we don't. That's a walk that we must all learn to do better. And I'm speaking to myself as well as you. As I was doing this study, I fall short in a lot of these areas. But it's a help to me to do it. We must stay close. And let it go, even if it hurts, let it go. The only then we can be the people that Yahweh wants in his family. Let's look at a few scriptures we got left in Romans 13:10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. He says it all right there. And I will close the scripture. I put a scripture in here about love for the wife and how to show love. I need help on that one. My wife tells me that I need a lot of help on that. So when I did this, I said, well, I'll put one in there for her and for me, basically for me. Let's look at Genesis 29:16-20. Genesis 29:16-20. And Laban had two daughters, and the name of the older one was Leah, and the name of the young one was Rachel. Leah's eyes was tender, but Rachel was beautiful and well-flavored. And Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than I should give her to another man. Stay with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and that seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. My goodness, 7 years? I love my wife, but 7 years, that was a love that would be hard to compare. I'm going to have to work on that. I do love my wife. We've been married 47 years, and she's been a helpmate and a good woman. And praise Yahweh for her. Before we close the scripture, we will read Ephesians 5:24-29. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5:24-29. But as the assembly is subject to the Messiah, so let the wives also be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as the Messiah also loved the assembly and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water and with the word, that he might present the assembly to himself, a glorious body, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Even so ought the husband love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his own wife loves himself. No man have ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Messiah also the assembly. So I had to, when I went through this study, my attitude changed. I was a little more compassionate for my wife. I'm a loner. I basically like a lot of myself time. But you know, when you do this, you have to grow to love your, stay in love with your mate. You gotta code a little bit. And Yahweh has shown me in his word that I have to do a lot better. And I am doing better. Praise Yahweh. And at this time, I'd like to call Brother Greg Davis for the closing prayer.
Would you all please rise at this time, especially you, Sheila. Thank you. Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words that you've given us this day. We ask, Father, that you would help us to become better lovers, not only of you, Father, but of each other, that we would not look upon each other in judgment, but that we would look upon each other in love, that we would want to be with our brethren, that we want to be the type of people, Father, that you've called us to be, those that have love one for another, because we know when Yahshua returns, that's the people that he's looking for, those that have love of the brethren. Truly, Father, we know that we have but a short time, and we ask that we can perfect ourselves, Father, in practicing this love one to another. Help us as we try to overcome this world and Satan the devil and everything that we do. We thank you, Father, for the relationships that you've given us, the families that you've given us, and we know, Father, that the family is probably one of the hardest situations to deal with because we have people trying us at all times. But we know that we have to overcome this world and Satan the devil by showing love to each and every one. Even as Max said, even our neighbor who may not be the kindest person, but we have to love them anyway. Help us, Father, to be faithful in all things. Help us to show that love, not only to our mates, the ones that we truly like Jacob loved his wife and was willing to work that time as if it was nothing. And I truly do love my wife. And I know that each and every man here loves their wives. So we ask, Father, that you would help us to draw closer to you and to make our relationship closer to our wives. And for those that don't have mates, Father, bless them with a mate, if that's your will. We know that you can do all things, and a wife is a blessing from Yahweh. So, Father, we thank you for all that you've done for your servants. And we ask, Father, that you would cause this body to grow in your grace and knowledge and in your love, because without love, we have nothing. Doesn't matter if we know all the scriptures in the world. Doesn't matter if we know and have everything else. Without love, we are nothing. So we thank you, Father, for the love of the Messiah, Yahshua, whom you sent, who died for each and every one of us. And we thank you for that love that you've manifested toward us in sending your Son, that we might be able to overcome this world and Satan the devil. It's in Yahshua's holy name that we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.